haven't seen y'all in a while. What's up?
Putting the ads back on today, man. Let's talk about how nice it is just to get back in the past and then back in the mix.
It's back official. I mean, we came back first day, trying to start fast, do everything that we can, do what we're supposed to do. Put the pass on a little bit of thudding around. So it's good to get back.
How are you feeling coming into camp after a great rookie season for you?
As far as my rookie season, I don't really want to talk about it. I was disappointed in myself. Everything in the past is in the past. I look forward to this new year and everything moving forward.
Why disappointed?
Because I knew I was better than that. You know, I knew everything I did. I mean, God willing, I thank Him. And moving forward, I want to do a lot better.
First day of pads, how'd that feel?
He just asked me that, bro. It was exciting, bro. It was exciting. I was happy to be back in the past. All the guys getting a little bit of hitting going on. Hopefully, throughout camp, we get a lot more.
What difference is it for you coming in this year, knowing that you're one of the starters rather than a guy trying to prove himself?
Well, it's funny you say that because, I mean, I'm still one of the guys trying to prove myself no matter what. I kind of treat it the same way as I treated last year, but just crank it up a notch. I mean, going into your second year, it should be a lot of growth. It should be a lot of maturity. So I'm still trying to prove myself each and every day, not only to myself but to my guys.
How do you guys balance between the competition, between one another trying to earn a spot, but then you all seem very close and just helping each other improve every day?
That's a nice question. But at the end of the day, we're all brothers. We're all teammates. And the only way to be great as a unit is push each other. So competition at the end of the day, you're going to make each other better and make this team better. So that's what we like.
So people were wondering about the short shorts the other day.
Yeah, everybody keeps talking about my shorts, man. It wasn't really that much of a problem last year. What's going on this year? But that's how I've been wearing them for a while now. I mean, y'all just started noticing. So everybody got to get a new pair.
Fashion statement or just feels better?
Nah, I just like short shorts, regardless of the situation.
How do you avoid a sophomore slump?
Funny question. Like I just said, as far as like going into your second year, everything you've done in the past is in the past. Move forward. And know that you're better than that and move in the right direction.
Seems like you use social media a lot to vent. Talk about your social media.
I don't do too much venting, though. Yeah. I'm just messing with you. But social media is just a platform as far as like connecting with your fans. They don't see much of you or hear much from you other than social media, so and interviews like these. So I just try to talk back, talk to my guys a little bit, and just use it the right way.
It looked like you had to miss a couple reps during yesterday's practice. What kind of happened there?
You were watching pretty close, weren't you? I think my shoelace came untied or something.
A lot more reps with first team. It's really Teddy from that chemistry plus going against like first team DBs. How are you growing in that regard?
Trying to do everything the right way. Going against number one guys all the time is definitely exciting, but I mean, I kind of spent a lot of time with them when I was on scout team as well, so it's kind of like mix and match. So, I mean, just like this year, I'm excited. Went into training camp and time to build.
What are some of the things you know now about that you can incorporate in your game that coming in last year, you just, were kind of swimming maybe, trying to learn everything?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, of course, when you're a rookie, you haven't played a game yet, so you don't know what it's like. I mean, I have been in the game before. I know what it's like to be out there. So practice, you got to prepare the right way and do what you're supposed to do just so you can do things right on Sundays.
You ever talk about Teddy and the deep ball? You see anything different coming in this year, throwing it better, mechanics, anything?
Funny thing said, I thought he was good last year. So this year, I mean, see the same guy. See a lot of maturity. I mean, I follow him. I mean, he's my guy, and I'm going to support him no matter what.
What are your impressions of Treadwell so far?
I'm not in a position to, assess players. I'm not a coach, but, I mean, I love his attitude. I love what he brings to the table, and I look forward to seeing what he can do. Continue.
Stephon, are there any defensive back, Xavier, Terrence, that you particularly converse with a lot that you are able to help each other get better in the
field? I kind of talk to them all. I mean, everybody that I see, because I mean, they can give you the best assessment of yourself because they see you all the time, what you like to do, what they don't think you're as good at, and what they do think you're good at. So I talk to T-Nay a lot because he's been around the game. He's seen a lot of wide receivers come out, and he done taught me a lot ever since my rookie year. It's only been a year and some change. So I talk to him a lot, and I also speak to Zay. I mean, just like the league, he's a bigger corner, much more physical than a lot of guys. And I try to use them as sponges. I spend a lot of time with them, got to use them.
If you were disappointed in the rookie year, what are your expectations for this year?
No expectations. Going in with the right mindset, I'm going to let my work speak for itself. I mean, I'm not going to shoot high. I'm not going to shoot low. I'm going to put on film what I put on film. That's going to be my work. We'll see at the end of the year. I'll talk to y'all again.
A couple more, guys.
Huh?
You had a chance to talk to Moritz very much yet?
Moritz? Mobo? Hey, you gotta call him by the nickname. It's personal now. Yeah, I talked to Mobo. He doesn't say too many words, but he definitely listens to everything that you say, and he's definitely well coachable. He does everything you say, and it's fun seeing him out here doing well.
Walk to the stadium yet, the new one?
Not yet. I mean, we can all take a walk through real soon. I haven't been there yet, but I look forward to it. Heard it's amazing.
That's okay.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.